Welcome to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Dia. If you're planning to make the most out of teenage while you can, then you're in the right place. On this show, we talk about all sorts of positivity, like motivation, productivity, and manifestation. This is going to be quite the journey, and I promise you're not going to want to miss it. Make teenage the best part of your life with me, Dia. Now let's begin. Hey, hi, hello, welcome to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Dia. This is the first episode, and I don't know if my voice modulation or my voice tempo is making it clear, but I am so excited for today and kind of nervous as well, because I've gotten out of the habit of recording episodes for the podcast. But so today is just going to be a very nice and detailed introductory session where you guys are going to get to know me and the podcast a little better, of course, because this is the first episode. So let's get into it. Okay, of course, starting with making this thing clear, the Gen Z Pod is basically meaning the Generation Z podcast. I don't exactly know the timeline, but the Gen Z is basically the teenagers in 2020. Like, they probably belong to the Gen Z. So I'm gonna confirm this and get back to you about the exact age in the second episode, but for right now, that's what it means. And Pod is basically short for the podcast. So so the Gen Z Pod is the Generation Z podcast, signifying how I want this podcast to be more for teenagers. And yeah, that's what this is about. Okay, so starting to talk about me, my name is Dia Khandelwal. And oh my god, I made notes. Let me read them. Okay, yeah. So I'm 13 years old and I'm from India. I live in Jaipur. And I'm also a creator on many platforms like Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. You can find me on all three by the name Dia Khandelwal. And also, I create very, very, very different content on each and every platform. Like on the podcast, it's more like teenage stuff. And what am I saying? Why am I saying teenaging? But yeah, stuff like that. So it's more about motivation and everything. On YouTube, it's more fun life vlogs and fun videos like challenges, dares, and pranks. Check it out. I've done so many challenges. You're definitely going to enjoy watching it. Then on Pinterest, it's more aesthetic. Like, once you see my boards, once you see through them, and if you know how to see through boards, you are definitely going to know who I am in depth. Like, that is the real me. So it's Pinterest. And on Instagram, I upload only and only poetry. I'm also a poet. I'm gonna get onto that like after this. But I'm also a poet, so I upload some of my poetries on Instagram. And you can find me by the name Dia Khandelwal _ there as well. So yeah, search Dia Khandelwal and you're gonna find me everywhere, like on all these platforms. Okay, moving forward, we have my poet journey. So I'm a poet from the past 5 years. I've been writing poetry in, like, how much time has it been exactly? I don't remember the months. So yeah, I'm just going to estimate and tell you guys it's 5 years, because it's been definitely more than 4.5 years. But I don't know for exact dates and everything. So I started out in third grade. That's what I know. And I'm in 8th grade right now. So I think it's safe to say it's been 5 years. Okay. Also, I've attended so many open mics from organizations, and that has been one of the main sources for my experience in the field. And yeah, of course, I have my Instagram page, as I mentioned before. So if you guys want to read my poetry, it's more deep and dark, definitely check out my Instagram page. And I've also self-published and self-written 2 books. One is by the name Too Young for Poetry, and the other one is by the name Aspire to Inspire. Too Young for Poetry I wrote when I was 11 years old, and Too Young for Poetry I wrote when I was 10 years old, and Aspire to Inspire I wrote when I was 12 years old, like last year. And right now I'm 13 years old. So that's how 2 books. And I think that covers the base about me. Let's hop on to the podcast, you know, so that I can tell you guys what it is. Okay, so the content type is basically, as I told you guys before, it's going to be all sorts of teenage stuff. Like, I am going to motivate you and, you know, spread positivity to exactly motivate you to make the most out of your teenage. And I'm going to be relatable at the same time, so that you hear it and you're like, okay, that happens. This is not hypothetical, that genuinely happens. And yeah, but my ultimate motive is to make you guys, you know, just make the most out of your teenage. And I know these times at home, in we're all quarantined, so it's a little tough for all the teenagers out there. So, like, of course, I'm not saying it's not tough for others, but it's a different kind of tough for teenagers. So we're going to talk about that, how to deal with that. Yeah, that covers about my podcast. Let me give you guys some ideas, or the content ideas I will be uploading episodes about, so that you guys, you know, get a brief that this is what she'll be uploading in the further episodes. Maybe it makes it more clear. So there are going to be episodes about body positivity, time management, puberty, mood swings, mental health, periods, friendships and relationships, all sorts of stuff like that. You can figure out that's what happens in teenage, right? So that is what it is. And okay, what else? Okay, so that covers everything I had planned for today's episode. Lastly, I'd like to tell you guys about some details about the podcast. So my uploading schedule is once a week. I'm not selecting a specific day. Maybe I will in the future, but for now, I feel like as a content creator, life has already been a little too, like, I don't know how to say, eventful, I guess. I'm already overexerting myself, so I really don't want to set a schedule and force myself to record. Then you will see an episode once every week for sure, but cannot assure you the day. Okay, and coming to where you can find my podcast, honestly, wherever podcasts are available, you're definitely going to find my podcast there. But mainly, there's Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. You can find my podcast there. If you're listening to it on Spotify, thank you so much for listening. You can follow me. You get the option to follow me. And also, please share and recommend the podcast to others. And if you're listening on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, it's even better. You get the option to subscribe to the podcast. So do that. And then you also get the option to rate and review. I literally request you, please, please, please rate as good as you can and write a very small review, very short and sweet. It really helps in growth. Plus, you know, this is my first episode, so my growth is not very significant right now. So please, please, please do your bit and leave a review, I guess. Yeah. And recommend this as much as possible. That is it for today's episode, guys. See you guys next week. I am so excited for this journey. And if I was not that fluent today, if I was not that direct today, if today's episode was not exactly the best, I'm sorry, but it's not in my habit to record podcasts right now. So it's going to take a little while to get back on track, but I promise I will. I definitely, definitely will. I will talk about my life as well with you guys. Like, I will select a specific topic for the episode, but unlike today's episode, in the start of every episode, I'm going to take 2 to 3 minutes for like story time or what happened in my day, what have I been up to, talking about my new projects. I feel like the more casual and, I don't know, open I get, the more the connection between my viewer, my audience, my listeners and me is stronger. So I'm going to try everything I can. I hope this journey is successful. Please do your bit, as I told you before, rate, review, follow, subscribe, recommend, further share. Yeah, so thank you so much. See you next week. Have a great day.